Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Mellencamp bringing us back. Heartland music there, Heartland rock and roll. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So I want to talk about something that's going on today. And this is kind of the early stages of a conversation that you and I are going to keep having for a while now. And fair warning, I know it may sound like self-promotion, but I don't mean for it to be. It's just the references. It's just the only way I know how to reference this. And that is the fact that I've written a book, a new book. You've been hearing me talk about my new book, but I haven't said a lot about it. But the point I want to make is, and I'm going to talk about the new book without actually telling you the title for a while, just so you'll know that all I want to do is talk about the subject. Facebook. As you know, Facebook has gotten into trouble recently by allowing an app maker to access their users. For users to identify, to see an app that's available on Facebook and say, yeah, I think I'd like that. And they go over and they give this app maker everything. They just say, yeah, you can have access to my contacts and to my GPS location and to my contact information, all that stuff. My photos and all that kind of stuff. So this app maker had a few hundred thousand people to buy or accept the app. I guess it was free. And when he had that, he not only now had those people that used the app, but every one of them had an average of 200 contacts that they gave the app maker access to. Without realizing that they were doing that. See, when people use these tools, these free things, you don't realize, folks, when you're doing this, you probably don't realize that you are the product. The product is your, whenever someone allows you to use their app for free, and they say, if you want to use our app, you have to give us access to your contacts, to your photos, to your location, et cetera, et cetera. And you do it. You just opened up everybody and everything about you to somebody you don't know. For the simple enjoyment of a silly little app. And when you do that, when those people did that, they gave this app maker. It's what became 50 million contacts, a couple 300 app users with 200 contacts per person turned into 50 million contact pieces of information. And so when you go all the way out to the last mile of all that, and then that app maker sold those contacts, 50 million, that's a lot, right? That's enough to sell. He sold those to another company who then sold them again. And so here you are, I'm in your contact information. You load an app up. Next thing I know, my contact information is in the dark web being sold. All because nobody acted ethically. Now, it's possible that there are contractual elements in this where you gave permission. You said, okay, I understand that if I use this, you can use my information however you want. So I can't. I have no redress. You would have no redress, say, against Facebook. But what about the ethical issues in all this, folks? And now Facebook and Zuckerberg are saying, well, maybe we need the regulation about this. But remember, folks, this damage is already done. The genie is out of the bottle. You can't fix this. This cannot be fixed. And so a regulation, you could say a regulation was going to fix it from happening again. Maybe, maybe not. But what if the next thing that happens that we haven't already regulated, what if the next thing is so big and so ugly that it creates something more on the existential level, more on major implications, impact, a major problem with, who knows, financial information, maybe health care, maybe national security, maybe nuclear weapons? What if something else happens that doesn't get that could, where a button could be pushed because somebody didn't behave ethically early on? This is what we've got to deal with here, folks. We've got to start thinking about what are the ethics of our behavior online, of our digital behavior. We've got to deal with this ethically in way in advance of the regulations. You and I, before we push a button, we have to think about that. So before I tell them, yes, you can have all my contacts, I need to be saying, well, is that ethical? If I got the right to expose all 200 of my contacts to this person, that's an ethical decision you and I have to start making. Tim Tiff, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.